This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, with us in the studio, Simon, you I feel that Simon is currently a little bit nervous.
Oh, not so much nervous. Excited.
No, excited?
Yes.
Why would you be so excited?
We are joined by Ashley from the Squared Division. And the first time I saw Ashley was on the documentary I Am Brittany Jean.
Oh.
And it really took me by surprise that Aussies are doing such amazing things over in the States. And Ashley and Anthony are the choreographers for Brittany's Vegas residency, Piece of Me.
There you go. So in the studio, we have Mr. Ashley Evans of the Squared Division.
Hello.
Welcome to our back seat.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Look, what have you been up to this weekend?
What have I been up to? I have been to the Mardi Gras. I am back in town. I'm based in LA now, but I am back in town for Mardi Gras. So, and I was just saying that it's the first time I've actually been to the parade after all these years. It's the first time I've been, and it was just such a magical experience.
It was actually the biggest one on record as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Huge. Yeah, and I wasn't aware, but I was working with Delta Goodrum, and I designed the float that she was on.
Wow.
And no one actually told me that I had to march alongside the float and just watch, you know, and just be there and make sure everything worked all right. And so then I ended up, marching along, and it was really great. I definitely wasn't in high heels or hot pants, but
you
always
dressed
a costume.
Up for the occasion.
I'm always dressed up for the occasion, so you know, it wasn't too bad.
Now, look, Simon knows you the most from your work with Miss Spears.
Thanks, Simon.
He's been gushing about it.
Oh, gushing. What a word.
For weeks. how did it all start? Look, how did the story, this Square Division story start?
Wow, that story is massive. But to keep it short, I mean, I grew up as a dancer. I grew up in Melbourne, actually. And, you know, just taking my career and life to the next level. And I started this company with my partner in crime, Anthony, and it's called the Square Division. And yeah, we just had a passion for creating and, you know, styling and fashion and music and everything like that. So that's how we put everything together and we formed the Square Division. And, you know, we do everything because we love it. And that's the only reason we do it. And I think it's paid off. The last few years, we've just been, you know, doing wonderful things. And of course, like now we're working with Britney Spears. So,
having a look at your resume from the last couple of years, the names like Red Foo, Havana Brown, Kesha, you've worked a lot with Kesha.
Yeah. We've been with Kesha as her creative directors and choreographers for about 4 years, I think it
wow.
is now. Yeah, full time. And that's kind of what brought us over to the States originally. That's why we kind of relocated. Okay. We were in and out so much. And then we set up a home there. And then our first sort of like, yeah, we set up home sort of mid last year. And then we scored Britney straight away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, wow, what does it feel like to have grown up listening to these people and then now at this point of your life having them coming to you for guidance?
Oh, it's incredible. You know what? It's like I know it sounds cliche, but I'm always grateful and I'm always humbled by it. I mean, working with Britney, like as a dancer, like she was iconic. Her performances, her dance moves, everything was iconic. And just to then be in the same room with her and telling her what to do dance wise was just nuts. But I don't know. It does get a little like, how do I say it? Like, it's just your job. Do you know what I mean? Like occasionally, and you really have to take yourself out of it occasionally and go, no, like this is not just a job. This is amazing.
So. Did you get starstruck in the beginning though?
No, the funny story was, is that we heard that we were down to the bottom, however many choreographers for the job. And we got a call from someone saying, Britney wants to meet you via Skype. Because we were in Australia at the time and we were like, oh my God, oh my God. And she was like, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. And we were like, 7 a.m. Okay. So we got up at like 5. We walked to get rid of the puffy eyes. Like we dressed up, you know, we sat by the computer and we waited. And then she canceled. So
oh, no.
We were like the Hollywood roller coaster. Here we are. We're doing it now. And we've just been let down. And then, a week later we were flown over there and we were in the room with her one-on-one. And you know what? Ant and I just always just be ourselves.
Yeah.
That's the key. And I think that's like a lot of people in America love Australians for that, because we say it how it is. We don't hide anything. You know, we wear our heart on our sleeve, and that's what we did with her.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Now, look, over the course of, about to Mardi Gras just for a moment, you were talking to us before, because, you know, look, hey, look, it's Joy 94.9, right?
Yes.
Now, it was Mardi Gras Central here, uh-huh. the three of us, Mardi Gras Central here on the weekend. And you were saying that you've always been to the parties afterwards, but never been in the actual parade, seen the parade. What sort of stuff have you done? Because you've been working.
Yes.
What sort of things what's been the highlight of all the different parades and all the different, those sorts of big, you know, public type performances, you know, pieces, installations, for example, that you've done? What's the one that's most memorable for you?
Well, again, you know, this is like gay cliche again, but like we started working with Kylie and then she was coming for Mardi Gras. So we worked with her creative directing and choreographing her Mardi Gras performance. I think that was not last year, the year before. And I have such a crush on her just as a person, She is the most real, honest, down to earth. She's the one in control of her career. And we love her for that. And I think creating with her was just a really memorable moment out of everyone I've ever worked with, like, to be honest. Yeah.
Oh, it's always, just say the name Kylie.
Kylie.
Just keep saying it all day. And we should be right here on Joy.
Did you go to a secret show in Sydney?
I didn't actually. No? I just landed and I was so exhausted, and I got wind that it was one song, and not that one song's still a good song, but I just was like, you know, I could give her a call and say I'm going to come down and do all that, but I was like, you know what, I'm just going to let her do her thing. And
yeah
she just recycled some of the moves you've already given her. That's all. Just,
I hope so.
A bit of, you know, I'm sure she's remembered them all. She can put them together herself.
You know, she is the type of person that would remember them, actually.
There we go. See?
Kylie.
You're out of a job now. That's it. You're done. Now, Simon, you've got a request here.
I do have a request.
Oh, yeah. God.
No, seeing as you've done the choreography for the Work Bitch video, I thought it'd be quite fitting to play it.
I feel that...
You don't need to get up and dance.
Okay, no, but fine. I think I need to be taught. Okay. This is Brittany with that work. Oh, while we're listening, you're on SDM, backstage SDM on Joy 94.9. I've got no idea what's going on.
You are in the backseat with Simon and Michael on Joy 94.9, and we are joined in studio by our very special guest, Ashley from the Squared Division.
Hello.
I like to call him my new best friend, I think.
Oh, BFF.
Yeah, you're not going to be BFF. That's nice. We have like pinky promises, and then we'll have
one
nights.
Of those necklaces.
Yeah, like on those bracelets that we make
friendship
together.
Bracelets.
Yeah.
Have you got a lot of those bracelets?
No, so sadly not.
Okay.
I have no friends.
That's
I have no
a sore point. That's a sore point.
That's okay, it's okay. Now, we're looking at your ream of a resume, and one of the things that came up was your work on The X Factor. Now, you are the creative director of The X Factor.
Correct.
What does that actually entail?
What does that entail? God, that entails that I have no existence in the real world for at least 3 or 4 months.
Congratulations.
Yep. And basically, we create everything that you see on stage. So, you know, the song choices are decided between, you know, the judges and everyone on board. And then we go away with and create ideas. So, you know, staging, lighting, props, costumes, screen content, dances, choreography, and we create it all with the judges. And yeah, and our job is to bring it all to life.
Wow.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching such TV shows.
Yes.
And I'm sure many people also like watching these TV shows and have particular favourite artists, but more so performances, because they change a lot from episode to episode. Doesn't matter if it's the same artist or not. If you have a particular, if you have one that you really like the most, we'd love to know which one it is. If you can get some detail, 0427 Joy 949. I'm sure Ashley would love some feedback from
Please,
some of them.
Please, give it to me.
Are there any pointers you could give him? Because everyone is a lounge chair critic. critic, yes, and everyone knows everything about being creative. So if you do have any tips for Ash and trying to, you know, give him some ideas for the next season.
Can I ask?
I need some ideas.
Can I ask if it was you that was responsible for Dami Im's big wings and the Purple Rain costume?
That was all me.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That was my favourite part of all the X Factor series.
Oh, good. Subtle but effective.
You and your wings.
That was a turning point for Dami.
Obviously. Would you like some of those wings? Yeah. Let's call Channel 7.
There'd be some left over from Mardi Gras.
I reckon there would be. What other things have you been? What else? What's coming up for you at the moment?
You know what? I feel like a spy. Like, I feel like I can never tell anyone what's going on or what's coming
code,
up.
In code.
Yeah, no, seriously. Like, I can't even do it in Morse code. Oh. Like, you know, we found out we had Britney and we couldn't tell anyone for 3 months, yet everyone knew, but I actually just couldn't say it because my contract, I would have, like, you know, been sued for life. And it's like that with everything. I feel like, you know, every job we get, we can't talk about until it happens. And so I'm in the same situation yet again.
Oh, no. So it's Watch This Space?
Watch This Space, yeah.
Do you think we're going to be excited beyond
belief? Should we play the yes or no game?
Oh, dude.
Oh, God. Yeah, you can if you want.
I'm not sure he'll give much of an answer, though. He looks to be very, very honest.
Yeah, true.
Very honest man.
True.
You know, I don't think he'll give much away.
No.
We could say things like, will you be painting someone? And he might say no, he might say yes. Who knows? Who knows what he might say? We might ask him if he's going to be in a photograph of himself. Some selfies. Maybe he'll take some selfies. That's his next project. We don't know. He's not going to tell us.
It's very mysterious.
Very mysterious, man. That's okay.
Yes, I am. I can just see the contract and the dollar sign down there. That I'll be sued.
That would be the longest line in the whole contract, wouldn't it?
It is, yes.
Do you have any words of advice for anyone who really wants to get into either dancing, into the creative side of performance?
Yeah.
Any words of advice for anyone who's thinking about that? It's a dream of theirs, or they're trying to get to be as famous as you.
Okay.
small dreams, steps at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
But what are some words of advice for them? What would you tell them?
You know what? I could say everything that everyone said before, but I think the biggest thing for me, and I know Ant would feel the same, is that you just have to make sure you love what you do and never make any sacrifices. Speak your mind. Maybe that works for me, but maybe not for everyone else. But I always speak my mind and I always tell people how I feel, and I always make sure that everything I do, I am 100% proud of, no matter how big or small. And I feel that's probably my best advice.
I think there's some good...
Nice words.
Some pearls.
I think we can all take something from that.
I'll put them in my back pocket. Take them home with me. Mr. Ashley Evans.
Yes.
Thank you for coming and having a chat to us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure. And we look forward to the next exciting installment of your life.
Yes.
Coming up very soon to add to your very extensive resume.
Indeed.
But to keep us going, I think there's something new from Australian artist called Ryan Enright. And funnily enough, this lad is actually related to one of the girls I work with. So hello to Georgia. But this is the lead single from his band's EP. It's My Lasting Reply with Steal Your Heart. Ashley Evans, it's been a pleasure. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you.
You are on Back to S&M on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.